Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Josh, did you say we have the same earbuds that you use, the same ones I do? They are. They are the bomb. I mean, they are rocking.
They're comfortable. Man. Oh. I'll forget that they're in many times.
And I just hope they last. That's all that these little things seem to do.
They're cheap, so might want to buy a second pair.
I think you're absolutely right.
How much did you drop on them? I'm curious.
$2,573.
Seems high, Mike. We want to check the receipt. No, I'm curious because I wear the same Sony headphones that I've worn forever. And they always stay around $108, $109. And they'll last about, six years.
Earbuds are much cheaper than your
headphones. These are a little cheaper.
Okay, all right. And you're
but
just
they also
as
have a shelf life, as yeah. Josh referred yeah. to. I mean, it's a, they don't last that long. We are here on our Wednesday show. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Delighted to have you along for 2025. Very excited about 2025. Very, very upbeat about 2025 as we go into. But I have to share right out of the gate a story that came to me either yesterday or the day before. When I get this kind of story, mm-hmm. because of my relationship with Rob Spiewak and knowing his sensitivities, I tend to file it because I know that deep down, I'm not, as much as people might think that's all I do is come in here and try to antagonize Rob, I really don't, I think it bothers him, so I really don't unless it really comes up. And so I was very surprised today.
It's okay. My job is to antagonize you much more than your job is to antagonize
well,
me.
You do that just by showing up.
And
exactly.
I like the build up of what feature of Rob's is bugging Mike today.
That could actually be a standalone.
And this is not anything that's bugging me about Rob. It's more out of concern. So when Rob, and there we go.
Right.
Yesterday, I had my barber, and by the way, you like the new do? Do you like the new
Yeah, does he use a gas-powered or an electric weed whacker?
This thing, man.
This
is as short as I've ever had it. I said higher, higher, tighter, tighter.
I hate
skin
to do this.
Everywhere.
You don't like this, but can I see the back of your head?
No, you may not. But thanks.
Well, I'm just trying to make a presentation.
Unfortunately, the camera that shoots me from behind
is
in the shop right now. So okay. I can't do that for you.
You and Trump use the same barber.
Yeah.
The thing about this, it's called a skin fade, and it's a very high skin fade.
Oh, my God.
And it's got a little string of hair that kind of hops down there.
Well, what that does,
giving
Mike,
me that, modern gang look.
Mike,
you know?
That string of hair marries the baldness. It's sort of like it's on the top your shemp and on the back your curly.
Yeah, but I have hair back there.
More than enough.
My thinnest hair is on top. So the place that I don't have it is up top. I got it on the sides and I got it on the back. But I looked at this in the mirror today after I got the cut yesterday, and then he puts the goo in it and shellacks it and it looks okay. But when I looked in the mirror, have you seen some of those news stories about the El Salvador prison system?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what came to mind when I did that. I'm digressing here. We can discuss hair all day long.
It'll grow out, honey.
Rob comes to me today with a story about soda pop.
Yes.
And since Rob gave up the booze, it's the only thing that I see with frequency that concerns me because Rob, Josh, I think you will corroborate, he doesn't seem to have any intention of backing away from that last bit of bad health, the sugary sodas.
It's what he's got.
It's all he's got left.
And I've never been one to deprive myself, but then when you are medically deprived of something, you have to find something to do. You know, like, for example, have you ever noticed that there are certain people that when they kick the booze, they become really religious or really, really, you know, they find something else to put all their energy into. And
I didn't
really
make that connection that the people that are in recovery go into religion, but I guess it makes total sense.
It does. I mean, I think AA is rather faith-based. So, you know, it involves
the foundation.
It involves you giving your control to a higher.
I got the arm on the golf course the other day from a guy, nice enough guy.
Yeah,
you know, just we chatted, and then he's like, "Well, by the way, we've got our little spirituals." Yeah, you know, he's talking.
Was he dressed in a white robe?
No, he wasn't. He was just dressed in golf wear, I didn't give him my name, Johnny Secularie, and so I didn't.
What you should, Mike?
That's okay. The only part of like, and Josh, you know, I don't mean to cast aspersions on anybody's faith.
There's many things about the church and Christians I don't like.
The number one element that, and the Catholics do it, and yes, the Baptists do it, and the Lutherans do it, Episcopalians do it, that putting the arm on you to get into the tent. I don't.
It's part of it.
Never liked that.
Mike,
never
like chiropractors, half the business is recruitment.
Get in there and we'll see. I think I'd like to put you on the weekly plan. No, I just let me have it on my own terms.
Is what they are.
Yeah, exactly.
See, maybe he wants to go with you to visit Hugh Grant.
Hello.
You guys can just show up at his door.
Hello, yes. You watched it?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, but you know the plot.
I'm all in. Okay.
You watched the trailer based on that.
I did. I watched the trailer.
It's awesome.
And I just didn't get it in my day yesterday.
It's Hugh Grant and his Hugh Grantius. All right, getting back to Rob.
Please.
So Rob brings in today, I got this thing sitting right over on the side. It's not part of my regular show prep.
Mm-hmm.
It's a piece of paper I have. If it somehow were to come up, or maybe I would bring it up, but it would have to be.
Does it serve under the umbrella of like evergreen content, that it's something you could grab almost at any time?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. So that's good. Everyone has some of that.
Obituary prep.
Can I give you my first sentence, and then I'll let you bring your story into the mix
please.
Here? From CNN, sugary drinks
yes,
may leave a sour taste given their possible impact on mortality, according to a new study.
Oh, well, my headline is this. Which foods are shortening your lifespan?
Kind of related, right?
Very related, yeah.
But I thought you said it was something about soda pop.
Well, too. It is. That's the top food that lowers your lifespan, I think.
And it's not even a food.
No, it's a drink. Actually, Mike, it's not. It's the top drink that lowers your lifespan.
Sugar but this soda.
Is yours from the University of Michigan?
Let me look. Hold
this
on a
is
second.
Like DJ competition.
This is a study published Monday in, you got a better, more credible source, the journal Nature Medicine.
Yeah,
analyzed global data on sugar-sweetened beverages consumed around the world.
Sounds like they're highlighting part of this study from the late December at the University of Michigan.
Late December back in 63, sugar soda covered all of me. Oh, you Fanta, what a night.
I think it's marvelous. Some of it really is fine.
Thanks, Bing.
Yeah, you
Thank
did great.
You. Oh, wait a minute. Before we go any further.
Oh, no, what? Oh, this is important.
I have to do this. We need the music, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I know what you're about to do. Yeah.
We are going to salute a purchaser on the Mike O'Mara Show. I have retrieved this from the shelf, the coffee mug shelf. This is the Mike O'Mara delightful campfire mug.
That looks like mine.
It's just like yours, Rob.
Yes.
There it is. Brett Nitschke.
Ah.
The purchaser of a campfire mug. Let me tell you something about firsts.
Mm-hmm.
When you're first, you're special. Now, we have had other people buy these mugs. We sold a lot of them during the holidays.
Yes.
I stand by this mug as the type of mug, if I saw it in a store, I would acquire it because it is the perfect size for the amount of coffee that I need. But Brett Nitschke, and I hope I've got the pronunciation, Nitzschke. That's Nitschke, correct? Like
yeah,
Ray
like
Nitschke?
The football player, yeah. Not like Nietzsche, the
Brett,
philosopher. Nitschke.
Let me tell you. When you're at the head of the line, and I come on yesterday and I said that we have decorated the studio in 2025 with a wall of campfire mugs, which we showed a picture of yesterday, immediately before the show, retrieved this delightful one. I'm not going to lick it because you haven't requested me to lick it, but
now,
I hold it in my hand.
Now, if they request it, will you lick?
Yes.
But you must specify.
Handle
that.
Or around the rim.
Wow, that's quite a job.
Right. Well, you can wash it when you get it home.
Sure.
That you can eat. But Brett Nitschke was first. He's
Thank
the
you,
first
Brett.
One that bought
Thank
one.
Thank you,
so
Brett.
I will spotlight this week only I will spotlight. I'll do it through the end of next week. I think it can have those kind of.
So it'll go till January 17th.
Because Josh informed me there was only one that bought the mug yesterday with my appeal.
Well, but to be fair, a lot of people have bought them in the past couple months.
This is true. This is true. But there's no reason you need
one while that one's in the dishwasher. So you need a second.
You do. Well, I mean,
I've got like 40 of them.
I've got, you know, you open my cabinets, Mike, I've got service for eight. I have eight plates.
It's one of my favorite products we've ever sold.
Now, this is the question for you, Mike. When you open your...
Even though I'm using Santa, you'll notice Santa's the same size, really. A little bigger. Santa's a little bigger today.
Question for you, Mike. We talked about kitchen organization yesterday, but if you open your coffee cup area, like I imagine you have a cabinet where you keep your coffee cups, right?
Yes.
And they're various sizes and types.
Right.
And the ones that aren't as popular tend to move to the back because, you know, they don't get used.
100%.
This one is always up front because it's the first one I grab.
It's one of my top three go-tos every single time. The big one, of course, you know, I use this one all the time, Santa. So it's Christmas all year round.
Yeah. You're like Ed McMahon.
Next holiday season, Josh, do you think we could develop a Santa-themed?
Yes. You as Santa, Rob as Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, and you as the
Maybe
angel.
Not. Anyway, so... Getting back to the sugary story, can I give you a couple of sentences here?
Please, I wish you would.
And then give me yours. I want a little give and take here. Sugary drinks may lead to sour taste given the possible impact on mortality, according to a new study. This is a public health crisis.
Oh, boy.
Listen to this language here. This is a public health crisis requiring...
And what's your source again?
Monday in the journal Nature Medicine, and they they've got some stats here. Don't laugh. Don't you laugh, sugar soda consumer.
All right.
This is the quote from Dr. Darius Muzaffarian, who said,
"Oh my God, that's my ENT.
This is a public health crisis requiring urgent action." He is a cardiologist and director of the Food is Medicine Institute at Tufts University.
Okay, there Tufts is good.
Tufts up in New England. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. There it is.
I mean, come on. That's on their crest, isn't it?
Sugar-sweetened beverages have empty calories or calories without any nutritional benefits, according to this doctor. Well, there's another doctor that said this. Smithson is this guy's name.
Oh, you know, Smithson is what they named the Smithsonian for.
They are also a source of fast-acting carbohydrates, which enter the bloodstream and raise blood sugar quickly. It's the last thing you should be drinking.
You're right. You're right.
So what does yours say?
But, I mean, everyone has to have something. I mean, it's been a long time since you've had one.
Everything
but, you know,
kills you.
Cigarettes are bad. You've had them. They're no good for you.
Right.
But it's just what you do. Mike, this comes from the University of Michigan.
That will be on his tombstone, by the way.
What?
It's just what you do.
Yeah, well, it's I hope you visit it frequently. You can take a rubbing. It'll be nice. Dr. Olivier Joliet has emphasized the fact that Coke, one of the world's most beloved beverages, is often consumed in large quantities without a second thought. True, I agree with that. However, a new study may make you think twice before opening the next can. According to the study, certain ultra-processed foods could shorten your life. For example, Mike, eating a hot dog. When is the last time you've had a hot dog?
2 days ago.
Okay, Josh, how about you?
Yesterday, probably.
Yeah. What was that? You kind of cut the little tongue. Yeah.
It was yesterday or the day before. I eat hot dogs often. It's probably one of my top foods.
He's a baseball fan. Yeah. Come on now. What are you talking about?
Mike, for example, eating a hot dog can take off 36 minutes from your life. One hot dog will shorten your life by 36 minutes. And here's the other thing.
I don't eat them regularly, but I eat them occasionally. When I'm going to eat on the golf course, 90% of the time, and I don't do probably 95% of the time, I don't have anything to eat out there. When I want something at the turn, I usually grab a dog.
Yeah.
That's what I get.
It's very popular, easy to process, easy to grab and go. But is it worth 36 minutes? And if you wash it,
yes.
I'm sorry.
Hold on.
I will stop at 7-Eleven to grab a big bite over fast food many times.
There it is.
I agree. What about Costco? The Costco hot dog is a thing of brilliance.
The Costco hot dog is the best.
Yeah.
Except they tie it to a soda, and I never want the soda. I want two hot dogs.
But the good news is, Mike.
I purchased the Peter North hot dog at Costco also.
Did you visit the Onion Crank?
The onion crank is disgusting. It's foul. It's the nasty. If you took a black light to the onion crank at Costco, that is wretched. It is a, it is so
wretched.
Let me tell you what it is. It is the monument to the effing lazy a-hole, the unionized, I can't go. You don't want to put all the onions for a month in some big wheel and just have them shit out these onions where, oh, it's nastiness. It is such
self-serve?
Nastiness. Yes. Rob, can you explain the onion crank?
Yeah, what happens is, and also, you see, I think I need to say two things about Costco. First of all, there's some underground rumors right now that Costco is about to renew their partnership with Coca-Cola and get rid of Pepsi. So they're going to have
that
Coke machines
wonderful.
In the food court, right?
That's
why
be awesome?
I don't have any problem with that.
Oh, okay. That's why I don't like the sodas.
Mm-hmm. So the onion crank is like a device. I believe there's also a relish crank. Now, they have pumps for the ketchup and the mustard, like
which
you would
is still
anywhere.
Gross. Right.
It is gross.
Sick as a dog at Memorials at Camden Yards.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was back before refrigeration.
No, they still don't. They still put
the.
You
went out to see the babe.
Yes, they still do the cranks.
Okay, I was talking too fast. I wasn't listening. Hey, to be a good broadcaster, you need to listen. Josh was referencing the fact that they didn't have refrigeration back in the days that I saw Cy Young and all the other greats. I'll tell you something. Shoeless Joe was spectacular. But I got sick because of those hands. Because it's multiple hands.
It's gross. So the onion crank, from a distance, looks almost medicinally clean because it's stainless steel.
It is.
And what it is, it's a V-shaped container with a lid that you can eat. That you fill it with onions in this V-shaped container.
Tons of onions.
I mean, just thousands of
them. They probably process the onions in the back first thing in the morning.
And just drop them in.
And the first onions aren't going to be consumed until probably 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Then they lid it. It's not refrigerated. And it's just chopped onions. And then there's a crank like you would see in
a tiny crank. So your E. coli hands, the thousands of hands that you have, go on this crank to poop out the onions onto your
eyes. I have never noticed this at my Costco.
It's nasty.
And I go to the pumps.
Sure you do.
Wretched.
I'll keep an eye out today.
The thing that you got to know about Costco as well is that one time I thought I could defeat the onion crank. And I said to the employee, I said, I'd like a hot dog. But you know those onions and peppers that you put on the sausage? Could you put that on the hot dog? Pretty good idea, I thought.
You piss her off?
She said, absolutely not.
She said, absolutely not?
Mm-hmm. She said, those are budgeted to go with sausages.
Are they not the biggest ball busters in the cost company? Are they not the biggest, the people behind that counter that deal, deal with like a regular consumer relationship?
Do you go often enough to your Costco that you can see like employees that you recognize?
Oh, no.
Okay. I know most of the staff of mine. And I notice that they rotate.
Pathetic.
Sometimes they're on the floor. Mike, it's the closest store to my home.
I understand.
It's fine.
Yeah.
They have people that rock the floor. They have people that rock the cash register.
Hi, Rachel. Hi, Rob.
Do you not even show your membership card anymore?
Oh, I have to because you scan now. But in the past, I've been waved in,
Okay.
Which is great. Right. And then they've also got the people that work in the food court. Mike, they rotate them. And when the people that really should be checking are in the food court, they are not happy. They don't want to be there. But anyway, so that's the onion crank and all that. I'd say that a hot dog and a Coke is worth 48 minutes of your life right there.
Liquid sugars are absorbed more rapidly in the digestive system since they do not require the same breakdown process as solid foods. Makes sense. Solid sugars are often part of foods that contain other nutrients like fiber, protein, and fats. Those nutrients slow digestion, meaning there's a more gradual release of sugar with a Fanta orange soda. Into your system, right away. What is your? Does yours corroborate that kind of
stuff? Mike,
it
says the urgency of dietary changes to improve human health is clear. Our findings demonstrate that small targeted substitutions offer feasible and powerful strategies to achieve significant health results. However, keep in mind, and this is the breakdown: if you eat a hot dog, it takes 36 minutes off your life. If you eat a breakfast sandwich, a meat, egg on bread, 13 minutes. Off your life.
Any breakfast sandwich? Like an Egg McMuffin?
That's what it says. And Mike, eggs alone
Wow.
take 13 minutes off your life. So it's better to drink a Coke than eat eggs because a Coke takes 12 minutes off your life. A cheeseburger takes...
Wait. Give me that one again, please. Slow down.
Okay. Eggs take 13 minutes off your life.
Just eating an egg?
I think it's probably a serving of eggs. It's vague on the
chart.
Shut
up, Winslow. God damn it. God. I swear to God, I'm so sick of you dogs. It's 38 degrees down here, and I got to take you little bastards out, and you don't poop because it's cold. So you make me stand out there for 25 extra minutes. God, those dogs.
I wish I had 38 degrees.
2025.
Yeah. That's right.
It's going to be a happy year. Jesus.
So you're telling me that if I get 2 eggs,
right,
some wheat toast, and like Canadian bacon, that's going to...
13
That's
minutes.
Bad for my health?
I think Canadian bacon is pretty processed, and that's probably the problem there.
And a sugary Coke, soda is less damaging than that?
12 minutes. 12 minutes for a sugary soda takes 12 minutes off your life.
No wonder he put this story in the air.
What on that list adds to your life?
They get to that, but I have to give you 2 more stats.
Okay.
A cheeseburger takes 9 minutes off your life.
I cry. What is this study? Where'd it come from?
University of Michigan. It's a football
school. How can a regular cheeseburger take less off your life than a breakfast sandwich, an Egg McMuffin? An Egg McMuffin of like, I believe, how many calories is... Can we find out, Josh, how many calories an Egg McMuffin is?
Mike, I've got it here. It's 30.
You do. I wish.
30
I've got Jimmy Dean muffins in the freezer.
Oh, Mike, those are so processed. 288
calories.
280 calories.
But
and
the
cheeseburger is like 600 calories.
But the very fact that a breakfast sandwich would be stable enough to stay in a freezer for a year and a half means it's loaded with chemicals.
I don't disagree with
300 that. 300 calories for a McDonald's cheeseburger.
So a regular one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Regular. Oh, yeah. Regular one. Yes, yeah, okay.
150 calories in a Coke. So, and Mike, bacon takes 6 minutes.
Well, a Coke is a beverage; it's not a food.
If it can be seen as a beverage,
how many calories in a regular Coke?
150.
Oh, God.
150 in a Dr. Pepper as well. I think now, 140 in the Fanta. I'd have to.
But
check.
It's the sugar, not the calories.
But how are they figuring out this science? Because they're not putting two guys next to each other, one with Coke, one without Coke, and measuring. Oh, you died 12 minutes earlier.
I think that's exactly what they did. They had people in boxes.
They follow. These researchers are diligent. They follow people around until they collapse. That's
Mike,
how it works,
bacon will take 6 minutes off your life, but if you have a bacon cheeseburger, simple math dictates 6 plus 9 means a bacon cheeseburger will take 15 minutes off your life.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. Right. That doesn't surprise me.
Now, certain types of fish, pure, unvarnished, unprocessed fish, can add 32 minutes to your life. So
really?
you could eat, what's the fish they mentioned
so
here?
So you need a fish for every 2 sodas.
Exactly. Like if you're going to Chesapeake Bay Seafood House up here, which has been closed for 40 years.
You know, it's nice you mentioned probably the least healthy seafood emporium
in the world.
In the history of the world.
They are closed. All right, let's say and you know what probably is less healthy is probably Long John Silver.
Long
or
John
Arthur
Silver's
Treacher.
Probably right. Anything where it's deep fried. Tell me about the fish, though, because I live in a world of fish down here. We have great fresh
certain
fish.
Certain types of fish.
In Florida.
Can add 32 minutes to your life, highlighting the power of healthier food choices. In fact, previous studies have also shown that eating cheeses like cheddar and brie can boost your life expectancy.
Really?
Well, there you go. You need a cheeseburger, not just a hamburger.
A cheddar burger.
That's right. It'll black it out.
You put cheddar instead of American processed cheese. You put cheddar on it. Did they mention the fish by any chance?
No, but I think any fish that is not processed, what this really
any
is.
Any fish you wish. Name the movie.
That is The Flamingo Kid.
Oh, good job. With 10 points for Spiewak right
there. I mentioned it the other day. Oh, because he's at the, when he's eating dinner with Richard Crenna, and he keeps going, yum, 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 yum.
Is he eating with Richard Crenna, or is he eating with his dad, Hector Alonso?
I think there's several eating scenes, but it's really awkward when he gets to the Rich family, and it's Richard Crenna, and he doesn't like Lowenbrow, and he doesn't like tomato aspic. It's Jell-O.
If you ever want to go into the annals and get a good movie, Josh,
that's a Gary Marshall, isn't it?
It might be. The Flamingo Kid, really. Matt
Don't
Dillon.
Don't piss in the pool, Jeffrey.
Matt Dillon, really, at his funniest.
Really
I mean,
a good
Really
film.
Fantastic.
So and also it goes on to
I
fact
have a
that,
list of the fish.
Oh, okay. Good. Great. Very good. Great.
Tuna, salmon, shrimp, and sardines.
are the best for you?
Are you still a big sardine guy?
You want to look for high omega-3s.
Know what? Shrimp, to me, and I've said this all along, I've told people, I said, if you want to go into Costco and get something that is spectacular, and I think a good value is the shrimp, the cocktail shrimp that they sell in the little tray,
tray. It has to be a loss leader because it's that good
it's
for that much money.
Spectacular, yeah. And it's
especially
good for you.
Especially if you put it in that crank.
Oh, the shrimp crank?
Yes.
Oh, this is a great minced shrimp sandwich that I'm having today.
What a lovely sliver of shrimp. And you know, with the shrimp crank, Mike, you don't even need to peel them.
There's just the Sroka, the Sroka shrimp crank. It's fantastic. That's awesome.
Watch out with the processed foods. But gosh, I'm thinking if I want to do some quick math here. I'm going to say that I average 2.5 Cokes a day. 2.5 sodas a day. So let's go.
Oh, hold
that.
On. Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. If you just allow me this for, we did this yesterday. And
okay.
I'm having a devil of a time with my soundboards.
Cut the dickens out of my finger.
Really? I mean, can't we just get along here for the love of God? The problems are multifold. Can you give me that statistic one more time, please?
Yes, every time you drink a Coke, it takes 12 minutes off your life.
And you average?
2.5 a day, I think.
That is a lot.
Okay, so let's round up to 3.
That's right. Going to move to the other
side. Because you're not going to leave half.
No, I'm not. No, I was just thinking of average because some days there's 2 or 3. So 3 Cokes a day in a week.
That is a lot.
Just speculating, Mike. In a week, that's 21 Cokes. So
what's the pack that you found at the Costco that you love? That got
the Fiesta Party Pack.
The Fiesta Party Pack.
With
and
six
included
sprites.
In that, six Mexican Sprites.
6 Mexican orange sodas. And a
six
dozen Mexican Cokes.
6 Fanta orange sodas and 6 regular Mexican Cokes.
All in the convenience of one package that you can eat.
It was rare, right, that you find that?
It was new to me, and I go quite a bit.
Is Mexican Coke healthier? With the regular sugar?
It's probably real cane sugar.
It probably is because the sugar is a less processed thing. I would bet that as a rule, Coke and Diet Coke are probably equally bad for you because of the...
That is a lie.
Of the weird sweetening chemicals. All right. So that's 21 Cokes a week. Let's call that a case a week just for fun. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yep.
24
Do the math.
Cokes. And then in a year, that's... let's see. 52 weeks in a year. That's 1,248 Cokes a year. And so times 12 minutes.
This is like the people who count how much money they save when they give up cigarettes.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I'm to the end of my life.
Yes.
Okay, so that's 14,976 minutes. So let's divide that by 60 to find out any hours. 249 hours. A year, I'm cutting
divided by
life.
24.
Yeah, well, divide by 24. It's going to be like 11 days.
Yeah, you're like, that's 10 days.
Yeah,
10.4 days
Rob.
A year.
Yeah, knock
and
yourself
so,
out.
No, that's not bad.
Yeah, go ahead. Have
and
fun.
Let's say I live to 70. That's going to be 700 days that I've cut off my life.
All right, so you'll live to 68.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 700 days?
Yeah, 700 days.
So it's like 2 years.
Well, if you want to look at it that way.
If he drinks that much soda for 70 years.
Well, you know, I didn't drink that much like for the first like 4 or 5 years of my life. I was drinking milk and fruit juice.
Right. And after that, alcohol.
And then alcohol. That's true.
That
you know what?
Is a lie.
We one time went through.
Would you like
beverages.
To mention what you mixed your alcohol with?
Lemonade.
Hello. Lemonade. So that's the push. It's doubly bad.
Well, no, Mike, because I would put enough vodka in that the lemonade wasn't too sweet.
I changed my point about that when you met. I see you were just doing a year.
Right.
And that's 11 days a year you're talking about. So I'm saying you've got to find a substitute, and the substitute would be the best hydrating beverage is water.
Sure.
If a person doesn't like plain water, they can jazz up their beverage by drinking infused water with slices of lemon, lime, or fresh herbs.
Or liquid IV.
Or liquid IV.
Also great.
Sugar-free,
yes.
Which is good for you.
And you can eat.
I'm not smirking. I love liquid IV.
We all do.
Or use sparkling waters that contain no added sugar.
Mm-hmm. So, and I wish everyone the best.
Look, you are someone who has dramatically
altered your lifestyle because of health concerns. If you had a physician
mm-hmm.
that said to you, you can no longer do this.
Right.
It is extremely dangerous for you because you have underlying, you know, you, this is for the average healthy person out there, these stats you're giving, but you have underlying diabetes and,
yeah.
You know, these issues that make it more dangerous. If I am, have you ever mentioned to any of your physicians since you had the whole
yeah.
health scare that you are consuming, you know, these sugary sodas?
Of course. He says you should
that
cut down.
Is a lie.
This is a fun show to do sometimes, isn't it, Josh?
Yes.
I have. He said, you know, that's
is not too bad. There's a lot of people that are a lot worse on that.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
And I
drink quite a bit of water.
When you and I, Josh, are going to the viewing for a man who's 10 years my junior,
there'll be no
I will
viewing.
Remind you of it's not too bad. I'll remind you of that comment you made. When this guy up here in the upper right-hand corner, come on.
You know what?
What?
Start, they should give Demi Moore's trophy to you. That was wonderful.
Thank you. Thank
Start
you
taking fish oils.
Well,
fish
you know, oils. I...
Bounce
I,
it out.
Let's bounce it out with this, Mike. Let's say I make it to 70. That's better than dying when I was 50, which is what I was going to do. So these are all about...
Do you really look at it that way?
Sure. Why not? We've got an X number of days on this planet.
70? Yeah, I'm 5 years away from 70, dude.
I wasn't going to mention it, Mike.
I hang out with people. The concept of my demise around that age is absolutely horrific to me because I've got a young son. I really think
okay,
in
I can
terms...
see that.
I think all the time... In terms of the activities I will participate in, here comes the joke.
That was one minute.
I am teeing
gotta
this
go to number two.
I am right. teeing this up for both of you, like you were. I imagine my mid 70s doing fun stuff with my kid, going to games, playing golf with him. That
now,
type
when
of
you
stuff.
Do all that stuff, are you in the human form or a ghost form?
There right. Is. Okay. And is he pushing you, or is it an
electronic? Okay, there. Didn't have to say it twice. I teed it up, and they both took swings at it. That's the way it works. Right
so
there.
I
That's
just
it.
Finished that Coke, my first Coke of the day, and that was about 1 ounce left. That was a one-minute swallow of
you
fluid.
You have been consuming those beverages. I heard a can open.
Yeah, you open up the second one. It's Dr. Pepper time.
Josh
oh,
knows me
so
too
you're,
well.
You're, not, you're going from the Fiesta party pack to the regular case of Dr. Pepper that you have.
Yeah, I love Dr. Pepper. Yeah. I love soda, man. It's great. Don't
Wait,
you ever
terrible.
Feel? No, it's great. Don't you ever feel? And Mike, you drink Diet Coke occasionally. I've seen it
quite often, actually.
Now, when you take that first sip of Diet Coke, and those bubbles are almost like a cleansing feeling going down your throat. Don't you love it?
I would tell you that out of a can, in a case, you know, at home, it's not that big a deal. If I get a proper fountain Diet Coke.
Well, say it properly. Yeah. It's McDonald's.
It's McDonald's.
If, yeah. The Mickey D's is
the best.
Is pretty well done.
Yeah.
You know, that's
and
a,
they,
that's
I think fun. I've read stuff that Coke gives them special service and they have like all stainless steel tubing in their dispensers. It's very much an image thing for them that their Cokes are the best.
Yeah. It's supposed to be colder and a wider straw.
Yeah. That's another thing.
Mm-hmm. It's just ducky. But, you know, would you do me
sip.
A favor? When's your next like review of your health?
I think next month is when I'm due.
Will you at least bring it up to the doctor? Of
yeah.
You know, say you know we. I've been reading. You can take it in like this. I've been reading a lot of stuff about the sugary sodas and with my under. And I emphasize, isn't that just for you generally? This is for your underlying things that you got. I legitimately don't. It would wipe me out if you got sick again. If the show was over, I'd be fine.
What are you doing?
But if you predecease me while we're doing this, I'll kill you. I will.
Well, that doesn't make any
you.
Sense at all. I don't know that my doctor would be the best one to ask. Is it normal for a doctor's office to have a Coke machine in it?
Would you like to know my dietary blind spot since I've been picking on you for this opening segment?
Well, you haven't been picking on me. It's just the fact. What is your dietary blind
spot? My dietary blind spot, I have concluded now that
With the medications I have been on to lose weight, and I fluctuate anywhere from 239 all the way up to 255. I am at 250 after the holidays. That's way too high for me. I need to get 10 pounds off.
Yeah,
ASAP.
But you were over 250 for a long time.
I was over 250. So I was over 300 for a long time.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
But the blind spot, and I had it last night, is just like Jerry Seinfeld, it's cereal.
Oh,
one of the
no.
many things I have in common with Jerry Seinfeld. And Carla brings home the mini wheats, the frosted mini ones, the little ones that are like little squares. And I knock that back, a bowl of that, and then I follow that up. My dessert for that was a bowl of Raisin Bran. And you might as well
the Raisin
Bran
is
injected lard into my gut.
The Raisin Bran is sort of medicinal for you, isn't it?
It's although I will tell you, nothing moving so far.
Well, give it some time. It's got to go through the pass.
That's my blind spot. And, so we all have our little things that we do. And it didn't help that when I sent Carlo out last night to get vegan bites, she came back with the oatmeal bites. It's a totally different product.
Totally different.
But what would be, Josh, outside of the hot dogs, what would be the most unhealthy thing you consume regularly?
The Red Bull. That I have energy drinks every morning.
And they're sugar, and they're not the sugar-free Red Bulls.
No, I'm afraid the sugar-free ones would taste bad.
What's that little one you have in your
hand?
This
is a strawberry apricot.
Just like in nature, Mike.
Yes, where the strawberries grow out of the apricots.
Yep.
Yum, yum. Oh, my God. Well, we all have to.
What ideally, in an ideal world, Mike, what would be the one cereal that you would go to given all choices?
Like a last request cereal.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and I'll take two. I'll take, because I've got two right away that are my favorite.
The last cereal I would eat would be a cereal I don't have to do anything to. And I am when I bust Rob's balls about sugary drinks, when it comes to sweetness, cereal is where I really, really have to have it sweet. That's why the frosted mini wheats that don't require anything. But that would not be a go-to as far as cereal is concerned. I'm going to say, really, in a pinch, I have my last bowl, my last big bowl of cereal. This is a no-brainer for me.
Yeah.
It would be Cap'n Crunch.
With Crunch Berries or just the Crunch stuff?
It can be either. But okay. Cap'n Crunch in some form would be, that is seriously like ground up candy. It's like ground up candy in a bowl.
It does hold its crunch. I'll give it that.
And the milk turns into, sugar milk.
Sugar milk.
I want a nice big bowl of sugar milk.
That's what I have. Josh, do you have a favorite cereal?
I do. I really like Fruity Pebbles, but it's hard to ever beat Honey Nut Cheerios.
Mm. Oh, I don't like the texture of Cheerio products.
Healthiest, though. Probably the healthiest, even with the sweetness in it, in the Honey Nut part. What about you, Rob?
My go-to, it's seasonal. If it's in the month of October, it would be the Monster Cereal Frankenberry. That's my favorite. Strawberry.
Is that a Lucky Charms type cereal? Is that really
It is a Lucky Charms base that is got
and it's got marshmallows in it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. But it's dyed pink, and with banana, it's the best. But it's only available seasonally. So if it was out of season, before I die, I would have a lot of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which is such a good cereal.
We share that.
So good.
We share that. Agreed. All right. Well, happy dying, everyone. We have to take a break. We will come back
to
the round table. Yes, it's the time for everybody. You know, it's a it's going to happen to all of us. You know, who knows? But just ask your doctor, please. Will you do that?
Why don't you send a letter to his doctor?
I will. I will send to Vinny Gumbatz, Rob's doctor, Dr. Vinny Gumbatz. Hey, I've got something healthy that I want to tell everybody about here because this is healthy. Listen up. One of the biggest challenges to eating better, so many better-for-you products taste so bad. Well, we were just talking about it. There's a brand that has cracked the code on providing real nutrition that also tastes incredible. I love Orgain. Josh is holding it up right now. or Gaines 30-gram protein shakes are an excellent source of complete program. 30 grams, that's all you need to know. If you're looking to get protein into your diet, all 9 essential amino acids, and whether it's chocolate or vanilla, the taste is the best. I have not had the pleasure of vanilla. I have to check and see if that came
in the mail.
Good. We got it just the other day.
It's milkshake-y.
The taste is the best. It really is. It's got energy, provides me muscle support, recovery to help manage hunger, and promotes healthy weight management. Orgain is convenient, real nutrition with only 1 gram of sugar per serving and no soy ingredients or artificial flavors. By the way, we didn't set this up to talk about things that are bad for you to do the Orgain commercial. It just happened that way.
Okay? We don't think that hard.
We don't. We don't. We're not capable of it. Orgain 30-gram protein shakes are available at Costco. It's just coincidence that we were talking
about Costco, too.
Yeah. And Orgain.com. If you want to get in on the delicious protein-packed nutrition today, head to Orgain.com/TMOS. Once you're there, look around and get some Orgain in your cart. Then head to checkout, and when you're prompted to, use the promo code TMOS for 20% off your order. Remember, for 20% off, head to orgain.com/TMOS and make sure you use our promo code. You know what? You love it. TMOS during checkout so they know that we sent you. Cue the music, son. There you go. Yeah, sure. Yeah, man. Let's start today with kind of serious stuff, especially for my daughter who lives in Southern California.
Yeah.
Firefighting crews have been called in from Northern California and Arizona now. They've been deployed to assist the trio of blazes that are raging in Southern California. It's the number one news story in America today. The LA Fire Department is also seeking help from off-duty firefighters. This is the combination they get out in California this time of year with the wind and the dry and all of that. CBS News correspondent Dania Backus is in the Pacific Palisades. I saw her earlier today, one of the worst affected areas so far. She told the BBC, it's the first time in 19 years that a call like that was put out to get people from Northern California, Arizona, and deploy the guys that are off duty right now. She says strong wind gusts are hindering emergency rescue teams. They're unable to use any aircraft, such as helicopters that could drop water and other fire retardants on the flames. So I'm thinking about people out there and some amazing property out there that really, really is beautiful, and it's gone.
Such marvelous listeners all over California. And so really, really be safe, folks. Be careful. We're sorry it's going on.
My son gets in the car as I pick him up at school yesterday and says, Dad, you hear about the virus? And I immediately go, huh? It's called human metapneumovirus. And apparently HMPV, the cases have risen in China. There's concern from some on social media. Now, when I emphasize social media, that means it's not coming from the CDC or any people like that. The scientists have not hit the alarm bells on this, but there is talk on social about another COVID-like pandemic. But the virus, while having similar symptoms and means of spreading as COVID-19, has been around for decades, is unlikely to pose the same global threat. That's according to experts. Mm-hmm. The most common symptoms are a cold and cough, fever, nasal congestion, and shortness of breath. If it progresses, like all respiratory issues, it can lead to bronchitis or pneumonia and cause upper and lower respiratory infections. So
is it treatable, do they say?
Probably not. No, like most of these viruses, it's like the common cold. It's really not a cure for it.
It just has to
run its course. The concern was for a spike in China, and this is why my son brought it up, among kids 14 and under, but so far not another COVID. We'll let you know what's going with that, but wash your hands, especially when you're going to drink a sugary soda.
Remember in 2020 when we said COVID wasn't a big deal? Just don't touch your face.
And that's why it's a big deal on social media, is similar photos to what came out in China before COVID.
Exactly.
Or early on.
Remember when we were washing down packages coming to our house?
Yeah.
Remember that? It was terrifying right now.
That was the anthrax. Do you know how long it takes, Mike, to wash 24 cans of Coca-Cola?
You know, but in all seriousness, for the people that, the idiots that are online talking about how it wasn't a big deal, if you're not capable of reading a statistic about deaths, you stupid Fs,
I mean, shut up about that, too. I can't believe we in this country, I think more than any country in the world, have a way of poo-pooing something if it doesn't happen directly to us or someone we love. We can just blow it off. I remember a lady during the middle of COVID-19, during the pandemic, who had gotten it and recovered from it. And as far as she was concerned, because of that, it was nothing.
Right.
You know, the people on the respirators in the ERs be damned. I will never understand how we can go back and look, especially in my state, the big, brave Florida that kept everything open. Well, how, you know, put that on the backs of the people that died during that pandemic. I will never get that. I will never accept that. And, you know, I think lives were saved because
this
vaccine was developed. And I still will never understand that. And I'm scared who's in, you know, the positions of power right now. RFK.
Go back to 2019 and 2020. And those were people that were ignorant of history. And now it's 4 years later. And what are they doing? They're ignoring recent history, too.
They are. Stunning.
And so you can't teach them.
Stunning to me. But I also buy into the fact that this other virus is, you know, cold symptoms, beware, and it maybe not be as, you know, as virulent, and that's the word, as COVID-19. So keep
and
your head
I
up.
I don't believe it exists.
Any virus.
No, that's bull.
Thanks for sharing that. Allison Holker was preparing for the funeral of Stephen. Now, is it called T-Witch? Is that the DJ that was on her show, or is it Twitch? Do you remember? I didn't watch Ellen, so I didn't.
I
know
don't
about
remember.
That.
I don't. I think it was Twitch. I think it was DJ Twitch.
Well, he's the longtime Ellen DeGeneres DJ that was a big part of her
Twitch.
Coming out and dancing. Twitch.
Yeah.
He ended his own life in 2022. Well, she made a startling discovery. She found a cornucopia of various drugs, including mushrooms, pills, stashed inside a shoebox in his closet. She told People magazine, "It was a really scary moment in my life to figure that out, but it also helped me process that he was going through so much and he was hiding so much." Mm-hmm. And there must have been a lot of shame in that. She said his journals hinted at internal turmoil related to childhood trauma, possibly sexual abuse. And, you know, when you see a guy on the tube who's sweetness and light and happy, happy, joy, joy, you never know. That really, and I should probably bring this out to the highways and byways when I'm behind the wheel of a car, you really never know. You really, really never know what somebody's going through.
You're right.
You just don't know. Everybody's different, and it can be horrible. So that was real sad when we lost that guy. If you haven't been keeping up with the chaos between Blake Lively and Jason Baldoni, this is a quick recap. Baldoni directed and co-starred in a movie I saw called It Ends With Us, sexually charged. On December
20th. That seems to draw you in, Mike, lately. There's been a lot of sexually charged movies that you've been
watching.
That's
right, Rob, because I am a pervert. anyway, on December 20th, Blake accused Baldoni of sexual harassment on the set and then of orchestrating a retaliatory smear campaign afterwards. Among other things, Blake accused Baldoni of adding a graphic sex scene. There are multiple in there to the movie without. You didn't need to do that.
I'm sorry.
That really stopped me in my tracks when you did that. Please try not to be creepy.
Oh, how about this? Do this. Read the line about the sex thing again.
Blake accused Baldoni of adding a graphic sex scene to the movie without her consent.
Oh,
okay. So you went with his name? What's his name from Dateline? there you go.
Keith Morrison,
thank you for the poll. And asking her personal questions about her relationship with her husband, Ryan Reynolds. Okay, that's not good. That's not appropriate. Then she sued Baldoni for trying to undermine her reputation in retaliation for her exposing his misconduct. Baldoni, by the way, who plays a creep. What was that? What did I hear?
I dropped my pen.
God, Josh, we're doing a show here.
She sued Baldoni for trying to undermine her reputation in retaliation. Mm-hmm. He seemed like, you know, he was a creep in the movie, too, which is weird. Baldoni has accused Blake of orchestrating the smear campaign against him. He is suing the New York Times for libel over a story they wrote about her allegations. That's the backstory. Now here's the latest. Baldoni's lawyers say that Blake engaged in a pattern of bullying and threats to take over the movie.
mm-hmm. and they have the evidence to prove it. They add, quote, none of this will come as a surprise because consistent with her past behavior, Blake Lively used other people to communicate those threats and bully her way to get whatever she wanted. That's general terminology. That sounds like they're that's a straw man right there. They don't have, right? I mean, I know enough about legalese and legal language to say that sounds a little flimsy legally coming from the Baldoni camp.
I tell you what, I don't like. I don't
believe it is. I believe it is her husband that he is accusing. That Ryan Reynolds was involved with.
Oh, that they used his star power to do that. Yeah, well, that's even more flimsy to me. So we'll see what happens.
I tell you what, I just hate the name Blake Lively.
Why?
Blake Lively. Hi. I don't like it. I never have liked it.
I think she's one of the most beautiful women in Hollywood.
Really? Ahead of the lady from what's her name? Margaret Wally? From the product or the placement or what was it
Margaret
called?
No, Margaret Wally's a lovely young lady, but not. I haven't professed my undying love for her. Blake Lively, for quite some time, I've been a big, big fan of her. I also do believe, though, based on interview clips that I've seen, that Blake Lively can be a handful. I believe that.
I agree
she was
that.
Mean to an interviewer, mm-hmm. and I don't like that. When there's nothing I hate more. I expect it from stand-up comedians because they're snarky and snippy anyway.
This is what they
I don't
do.
Expect it from actresses and actors that come on and do that. And there was a little bit that, you know, I was taken aback when I saw that just ever so slightly. But stay tuned for that. We'll keep you posted. Speaking of movies, popcorn buckets became a thing in 2024 from the unintentionally sexual one that they gave out in the movie Dune to the popcorn casket. Offered at Nosferatu screenings. I never saw it. I wanted to see Nosferatu.
I think
that's
it's
streaming
available.
Now, right?
I think it's streaming now for a fee. It's based on one of the weirdest and scariest vampire movies of the silent era, so I look forward to seeing it.
Have either one of you in your area, do you have a Cinemark theater chain?
That's my go-to.
That's your go-to. Their chain is taking things to the extreme on Sunday, January 19th. Just happens to be National Popcorn Day. They're running a bring your own bucket promotion. We used to have a guy on the show that talked about bring your own bucket.
That's different.
Oh, it's a different
Very
bucket.
Very different, yes.
You can bring in any container you want as long as it's clean and sanitized and can hold popcorn, and they fill it for just $5. But if they decide it's not safe to use, they can deny you. There is also a catch because there always is. Your bucket can't be more than 400 ounces.
Jesus.
Well, how big would that be? I have no idea.
They are learning from 7-Eleven, who did the bring your own Slurpee container, and people would show up with the 55-gallon trash cans.
Yeah. It's a no-win.
Anyway, it's about 3 gallons, 400 ounces.
Okay.
Of popcorn.
That's a lot of popcorn. But I mean, even a small popcorn is huge, you know, when you buy it now. So,
or as Cinemark puts it, the size of 2 extra large popcorns. So
yeah,
that's what they're doing. That's still a lot of popcorn for really cheap, but it destroys my dream of walking with a keg tub and saying, fill her up.
Put it
in there. Come on now.
Are there any limitations on that nuclear gold butter they use? And I use butter in quotation marks.
Be tough to really get proper coverage on, you know, two of those. 400 ounces. I mean, you just have to sit there and pump all day.
Yeah,
you
know, as I've done.
I got the Cinemark emails about this. But the last thing that Cinemark emailed me about is that they are now on DoorDash. So you can get your popcorn at home.
So you can actually send out for popcorn?
Yes.
And they'll bring you 400 ounces of it on that Sunday?
Sure.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you try that? You should get a whole big family over there, right? Don't you have like 11 kids in your house or something like that? Right?
But I don't like popcorn.
Oh,
it's a cheap thing if you just make it. You know, my great-grandfather owned a movie theater in Carteret, New Jersey called The Ritz. And one of the things at the Ritz is they found it was cheaper not to pop popcorn, but to bring in pre-pop popcorn in bags.
Right.
And put it in the popcorn popper and warm it. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that the building was an older building. And once the rats found the bags of popcorn that were stored in the back, they would go to town. And my father remembers growing up, and the nickname for the theater was not the Ritz, but the Rats. And they'd say,
was this your grandfather?
This was my great grandfather that owned the theater. But
he was like a P.T. Barnum, though, wasn't he? I mean, he was a showman, and that's why that even with the rat problem they had that big promotion that put it on the map. Everybody went to that theater after they had that promotion stolen later on by a couple of disc jockeys. The promotion was every single Wednesday, the ushers would stand at the front, and they'd say, "Welcome to the Ritz. Show us your tits." That's what it was. Great theater. Finally, today, the mayor of an Italian village issued a proclamation banning residents from getting sick among issues with local health care access. Mayor Antonio Tarcia of Belcastro, Calabria.
Does he ever get sad? I'm just curious.
Oh, they don't get you sick now. He's a good boy. He got a cold, a stuffy nose. He issued a proclamation ordering residents not to contract any serious illnesses that could lead to the need for emergency medical attention. Residents were also ordered not to engage in activities that could lead to serious injuries and were advised to instead spend the majority of their time resting. That's all I want you to do. Don't get hurt. The village has an on-call doctor, but the service is not available during nights, weekends, or holidays. And by the way, did I mention half of the village is over 65?
Oh, that's old people.
A lot of old people in Italy. The village has an on-call doctor, the service not available, and the nearest emergency hospital located nearly 30 miles away.
Too far.
And is only accessible via a road with an 18-mile-per-hour speed limit. So the quote from the mayor is, "You better wash your hands. And if you got a bad poop, you just stay in the kitchen. Don't go out and be shaking hands with nobody, okay? Watch out there. And stay away from what's that onion thing at a Costco? What do they call
it? The onion crank.
Just stay away from the onion crank. You bastards. There
Josh,
you
I sent you a photo of the onion crank if you checked your text machine.
All right. Oh, good. I'm also going to look for it in person today.
Oh, good.
We'll take a break.
Find it.
Come back with more right here. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's talk about momentous, shall we? In an ideal world, our diets would provide everything we need to perform at our very, very best. But in reality, we all benefit from extra support to reach new personal heights every day. That's why I focus on what we call the momentous three. That's protein, creatine, and omega-3 nutrients. Provide the foundation of a long-term health benefit. This protocol fuels every cell in your brain and your body, making it the simplest way to maximize your health span. It's backed by human performance experts and certified for professional and collegiate athletes. In other words, it's the best extra support you could ever ask for. So, if you are interested in making a true investment in your health, why not join the best in human performance and be part of the change that's raising the bar on supplements? Just go to livemomentous.com and use the code TMOS for 20% off your new routine today. That's livemomentous.com with the code TMOS, and we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Josh informed me that
there's the onion crank.
Oh, there it is.
Anyone else has not
nasty.
Seen it.
Look at and it with it. Does that have a padlock on top of
it? Yes, the padlock. Like, so it's going to like break in and get the onions? No. Oh, so now, if you look at it, my stage right is the crank.
So gross.
It needs that padlock because there's definitely people at my Costco that would just reach their hands in there.
Oh, so nasty.
Oh, gross.
Even with the crank. So Josh brings to me this. I know nothing about it. I love that when I come in here and I don't know what's going on. Kim Jong-un. In the news again.
Yes.
Now, with Trump in office, you know, that name comes up a lot more before he's inaugurated. So I've heard a lot about Kim Jong, who has a love affair with Donald Trump. But what's the very latest that you saw today?
Two things. Well, Costco will not be able to open up in North Korea because they have banned hot dogs.
They've banned them in North Korea?
If you are caught selling, cooking, or eating a hot dog... And I know I dropped some cheese there.
That's okay, because your new book will be Selling, Cooking, Eating.
Yeah,
available at Amazon.
You will be thrown into a labor camp.
No, don't want to do that.
Good solution. But in the labor camp, do they eat hot dogs at the labor camp?
Apparently not.
Okay. Wow.
And apparently there is some Korean-American stew where you mix hot dogs and spam into the stew, and that is also included in this ban.
Spam, hot dogs, spam, no! Kim Jong-un spam.
This just in from the University of Michigan. Good luck surviving eating a bowl of hot dog and spam stew.
Spam and hot dog stew and spam.
And if you're okay with that, you still might have a problem because you get 6 months in the labor camp for a divorce.
Really?
Worth it?
Really?
Both members of the divorce.
Boy, I'd be like a three-time loser. No, a two-time loser. Probably,
they'd probably put you to death, Mike.
I never would have met Carla. I would be incarcerated.
Yeah, yeah.
It's horrible.
Now, with the divorce, with they both get incarcerated, are they in the same camp? Because that could renew the relationship.
See, there he goes. There goes Rob Spiewak trying to romanticize a terrible regime with the two people in the same labor camp and the hilarity that ensues.
Mike, Carrie and I honeymooned in Korea, so it's mm-hmm. beautiful.
I mean, they might put him in the same cell because it is looked at as it says that divorce is an antisocial act. So he
so
frowns
they
upon
call it.
It
a crime. That is a weird country,
right,
man.
So they want to
really
force you to be
country.
Together.
What would you be more inclined to give up if you had to give something up, Mike? Divorce or hot dogs?
Sugary soda.
Yeah, I think that would be the get all you want in the camp though.
Did you say that Kim Jong-un is in a band also?
No. These are things that he wants banned.
Oh, divorce is banned? That's B-A-N-N-E-D.
Yes.
See, when I came to rehearsal, I thought he had like a DJ band. I think he'd be great in a DJ band.
I'm sure
he
does.
That would be awesome. Yeah, that would be
fun. I stop the world and melt with you.
What's that group? I forgot.
Modern English. But the song only has two chords, I think. So every DJ band plays it. Another DJ band song that Kim Jong-un can sing is What I Like About You.
Hey, I'm Alan Hunter. Thanks for joining us for Classic Rewind. And now here's Kim Jong-un with I Melt With You. Yes, hooray.
I stop the world and melt with you. I wouldn't know his voice if I heard it, so hard to
Alan Hunter or Kim Jong-un?
Either one. Alan Hunter was one of the original VJs.
She blinded me with a science. I'll get in trouble if I do that. I can't
and
do
also,
that anymore.
That's
you
not
can't
a good...
do an Asian stereotypical voice anymore. I'm not allowed.
Now, and that's not a DJ band song.
Hold on, Rob. What?
He does have a pop group called Moranbong, and it is 18 females that he specifically selected to be part of this group to perform for him and North Korea.
There you go.
That's like the president's own. That's his Marine band right there.
Do we? So he's not featured. We wouldn't have any photographic evidence of his pop group, would we, from that restrictive country with the press restricted? Would there be any way of seeing these wonderful people? Oh, he's pressing buttons.
I'm working
on it.
We might be pleased.
We might be pleased here.
I've got some photos.
Oh, good.
Look, I will tell you that that some of the women that have been featured in Korea are stunningly beautiful, in my humble opinion. So, mm-hmm.
And some of the men.
Yeah, some of the men, too. Absolutely. Yeah.
Did you know that President Trump, when he comes in, he has his own band that he calls on? It's called The Onion Crank.
Here they are. Some of those women.
See?
Oh, look at that.
Absolutely.
They look like flight attendants. They're so perfect in their presentation.
Don't they look like they could be maybe glommed up a little better, right? It's a restrictive country. I think they...
Can you bring the picture up again, Josh? Because in the background there looks like there's some substitutes ready to run in.
I have to show Michael that. Looks like a bassoon player in the back. It's exciting. We have to take a break. We will come back with bad casserole. Yeah, bad casserole because food is our life, ladies
Mike,
and gentlemen.
Mike, it's really not about the casserole. It's about my family, and it's a
your
question
family?
That you need to entertain for me.
Very exciting. And we'll get an update on your blizzard up there, too, because you're
Thank
the
you.
Only one that got Schnee. There they are. Look at that.
Moving. Grooving.
Man, right out of the 1960s. We'll be right back, everybody. This program is sponsored by Liquid IV. A new year means new resolutions, so whatever you do, do it your own way with extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV. Powered by LIV Hydra Science, Liquid IV helps you break the mold with flavors like their new Hydration Multiplier Sugar Free, Raspberry Lemonade, yum, 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 yum. A bright zero sugar flavor combining notes of ripe, freshly picked raspberries and citrusy, zesty lemon. Oh, love zesty lemon. Flippin' amazing. You know that I love Liquid IV. You see me drink it every day out of my Pizza Hut red cup. It's the best. Keeps me going. Whether you get regular or sugar-free, we could argue about it for days, but you can choose from about a million flavors. Plus, three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, eight essential vitamins and nutrients, and always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Don't think you don't need it. The dry air of winter will dehydrate you before you know it. Liquid IV to the rescue. Plus, my whites have never been whiter. That's right. I use it in my laundry detergent. No, I don't. Thank you, Liquid IV. That's the next commercial.
I'm sorry. I'm confused. Poor, yeah.
Live more. Liquid IV. Embrace your rituals with extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Yes. You don't see outside of your mom and dad and your kids,
mm-hmm.
you don't go to a lot of family gatherings.
Well,
right,
it's tough for our family because when we do a full family gathering, it's like 60 to 70 people, mm-hmm. depending on like grandkids and stuff that show up.
Right.
So we do, we used to try to get together, like we'd do mornings in our own home, and then we'd get together on Christmas afternoon, the whole family. But then we realized as it got bigger and bigger, that's silly. We just couldn't coordinate it too much.
Did you stage that at your old Big Daddy's house usually?
The last Christmas at Big Daddy's house, we had 65 people for dinner. It was huge. It was a really lovely, hard Christmas day. But so now it's
he was gone at that point?
Yeah, he had passed, and we sold the house in that spring. So it was everyone knew it was the last Christmas.
It was like a weekend at Bernie's Christmas?
Well, no, he wasn't there, you see.
So you didn't bring him in?
No, he was buried. He was buried, so we could not get him. But we had photos of him, so that's good.
He needs a shovel. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. It was terrible.
That's fine.
Too soon.
Always too soon. What we decided to do is the day after Christmas or the day after Christmas, we would have a full family get together and do a Yankee swap, a white elephant thing, you know, where you can choose
gifts
and steal them.
There you go with your Confederate games again.
No. Mike, at least I'm on the right side this time.
That's what I like about the South. That's Rob Spiewak. You do a Yankee swap. They bring in people from back east.
So
it's terrible.
It's hosted by my I'm not going to mention names in any of this story.
What is a Yankee swap for people that might not
know? We did one on the show once where people bring a gift. There's usually like a price limit, like a $20 gift. You wrap it up. Mm-hmm. You put it in there. Then you draw tickets. And you go in the order that you're chosen. The first person opens the gift. And then the second person.
And you can trade.
You have to steal or everything.
Now I remember.
And with our family, we have sort of a gambling competition underlying theme in our family. It's a lot of fun.
I would have loved to have a Yankee swap down here. I really would. I would have loved to have anything down here. Well, I mean, look, I can say it now because, my God, we're 3 weeks away from Christmas. All right?
Right. Christmas.
But our focus, both my bride and I, was totally on my son. And
you're at the age when you have to do that. And we did that, too.
Well, you got an opener, I'm sure, right, from your wife?
Yeah, she got me a stained glass panel that's a replica of the stained glass at Graceland. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Okay,
it's
see, you're an peacock. Easy guy to shop for. You have a lot of hobbies. We were, because of the freeze, we went out to the local outlet mall, and I got a pair of Hey Dudes.
And those are shoes, right?
Those are shoes. Okay. And she got...
Did she wrap them and give them to you day of?
No, we bought them ourselves and we took them home.
Yeah, but I mean, Christmas. Did you at least go through the charade so your son thinks you're getting a present?
No, we went out and had a shopping day where we were able to get a couple of things for ourselves that we wanted.
That's not Christmas.
It was not. I was very...
Because you have
to at least open something. I am generous to a fault.
To a fault.
I still had a little, there's a little kid in all of us.
Yeah.
And there was a little kid in me at the very end, after we came back from my mother-in-law's place and I was bleeding profusely from the finger.
That's right.
I said, would have been nice to have a little something to, oh, you know what? My mother-in-law and her beau, they both provided us with things. We got them a gift, a combined gift, but they gave me he gave me a head cover for my driver. Thank you, Andy. Andy, thank you. That was a wonderful gift. I have to say thank you. It's one of the best gifts I got and the only gift I got. It was
great. You know, with that new haircut, you might want to ask him for another head cover.
There it is.
Especially with the cold freeze.
Yeah, it's coming in, Mike. Cold weather.
Good day today. Look at that. Yeah, but pointy head.
Did you even have a if gift you do ready what for you, Carla?
What's that?
Yeah, did you,
John?
Did you have a gift ready for Carla?
Did I have? I one more time. I'm
did
sorry.
Did you give Carla a gift?
I did not. No. Did
you see, not. You'd really drop the ball, man.
Yeah. Because then even if she didn't follow up and have one for you, you've got it out. You've got the point.
Yeah, I should have, and I could have, you know, I could have gotten somewhere at the dollar store, something like that. Go ahead, Rob.
I think it's more about making a presentation in front of the kid. You see your kid see you open a present because it's, you know, eventually has to buy you one.
Yeah.
Obviously not at age 24, but it's coming.
And I'm sure she could always use a new mug.
Yes, I got a whole wall of them. By the way, buy a mug today. You'll be featured on the show tomorrow.
That's right.
It's that easy. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Rob. I'm sorry to interrupt.
So what I got, we got there, and, you know, we've had some death in our family, and we were at my family is all together. I'm looking around. I said, you know what? I'm one of the older members of the family now. And for years and years, I was a kid, but I'm 53 now, nearly 54. I'm one of the older family members that goes there. And so we all volunteer to bring a dish. And this year, the host provided two hams, which was great. A layered salad was brought.
Serrano hams?
No, they were just standard, I think, spiral cut hams. And we brought macaroni and cheese because Julia's very good at that. And I went back and I had to do
homemade?
Yeah, from scratch. Okay. It was great. Right. But I get a text. It's a group text of what I would say are the five or six snarkiest people in my family.
Okay.
And I'm included in it. And I'm realizing now it's because I'm like an elder, but a snarky elder. And what one person brought was rice, just simple white rice with a can of peas in it. Right? White rice with peas.
Like not seasoned or anything?
No, it was just peas and rice. And I even checked it to see if like there was
were
like,
they canned or frozen? Do you
the
think?
Peas were definitely canned. And
canned
so,
peas?
Yeah. Well, they drained them and they poured them in. But I looked back into the big family thread and I found out which cousin said, "We're bringing rice casserole." And I get a text from this five or six
this
people.
Is worth it.
And I told you. And one of them says it's a really hastily taken picture of the rice and peas on the table, like he was taking it in secret. It's not like blocked out. It's at an angle. And
right.
It says, when you only care enough to bring the very best and use stuff you already have in your pantry and spend
$1.75. So a can of peas mixed
with rice
into like minute rice.
Right. And here's the thing. They sold it as a rice casserole. And I pulled my other cousin aside, my favorite young snarkiest of snark cousins. And I said to her, I said, you know what? You could fix this with an 85-cent can of cream of mushroom soup and a handful of cheese. Then you've got something. At least you're trying.
It would still, with the canned peas,
yeah,
be gross because yes. Canned peas are gross.
They are.
They really are.
Mushy.
I've never been a big one for canned vegetables outside of corn.
Yeah.
Canned corn, you can enhance a lot of dishes with that. But as far as peas are concerned, nasty, nasty, nasty.
And of course, it wasn't really an issue because the people that cared brought too much. So there was still plenty of food. But
right.
Still, this sat there almost untouched. And, you know, this is really the kind of thing you should let go because we all had a wonderful time. We all had great food. And I checked back with someone who was staying at the house because they were from out of town. They said when she got up, the rice and peas were still on the counter. And my aunt said, I'm going to just give it to the cat, I guess. But you would think after that you could drop it, right?
Right.
So this is the 27th, the day after Christmas. On January 4th, I want to actually say congratulations to my Uncle Terry, who remarried a wonderful girl, Anne Marie, and they're now a man and wife, and they had a beautiful...
If it's your uncle, she's not a girl.
Well, he's a widow, Mike. Widower. So,
okay. Well, so, I mean, how old is Uncle Terry?
Uncle Terry is probably 63, and she's probably in the same neighborhood. Young lady. I'm not going to... You know, age.
Not a
anyone.
Young lady either. How old is she? The same age? A
yeah,
woman.
She's 24. A woman.
Married a beautiful girl.
A lady. That's but anyway, congratulations to Terry and Anne Marie. All right.
Okay. Congratulations, Terry.
So we're at his reception, and a lot of the same people are there. And I sent a text out. Keep in mind, this is a full week later. I sent a text from that original chain, and I included the picture. I said, "Who's hungry?"
You have a snarky family, a wonderful snarky family.
And what was so great, it was, you know, one of those receptions where there's
I'd
like
laugh my ass off if I got that.
Eight That's tables, great. You know, tables of eight everywhere. And so everyone's spread out. And I hit send and I look at everyone, read it and laugh. And it just, and then Julia says something like, looks hearty.
Good, but I like that.
I guess the underlying theme, the takeaway I want is, if you're going to a big family potluck type thing.
Or any potluck,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, anything. If you're going to bring something, bring something. And
there
if you're not, don't. If right. You know what? If all you've got in your arsenal is canned peas and minute rice, you bring drinks or napkins or something. But
get
you're not
a bag
helping.
Of chips and throw them on the table, for God's sakes. Help people out. Come on.
Mike, or, who's hungry?
Yeah, go ahead, Josh.
The other option is drive there and realize you forgot it.
That's
also great. Yeah.
Next year they're bringing a stick of butter. That's going to be exciting. It's going to be a lot of fun. Big fun at the reunion. It'll be a good time
so just
for everybody.
Bring something, please.
Bring something. We'll take a break, come back with some beautiful video right here. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget to grab your bonus show subscription. Re-up, people. We appreciate it. Thank you. And you get a mug. We're going to be talking about you tomorrow. It's that easy.
Mike, re-up right now, and buy a cup.
Yes, absolutely, at the same time. I want to talk about a sponsor of the show and show you. Oh, my God, they're almost gone.
Yeah.
Oh, what a smell this is. Ooh, what is the scent here? It should be on here somewhere. Hold on a second.
Is that the pine?
Where is it?
Siberian pine?
I think it's Siberian pine.
Yeah.
This is laundry sauce. This is what it comes in right here, okay? Mm-hmm. It says, smell good, look good, feel good. Laundry is a lousy ritual. We all hate it. We all hate doing laundry. It's a drag, but laundry sauce has made the ritual of laundry day so much better. This podcast is powered by laundry sauce. They created the world's best smelling laundry detergent in simple to use high performance pods. Laundry sauce has transformed doing laundry into a luxurious and exciting experience. So what's the secret sauce behind laundry sauce? Here's what they did. And I'm going to smell it again because I just like it so much.
Oh, take a smell, Mike. Keep smelling.
Oh, man. They partnered up with one of the top fragrance houses in the world, the same team behind many of your favorite designer scents. From Australian sandalwood, Egyptian rose, Siberian pine, laundry day will never smell the same. When I first used the Siberian pine, Carla thought I had just returned from northern Kazakhstan.
Nice.
My brother Bilo.
Your wife.
Josh in St. Augustine said, I like washing, I like drying, I like my clothing in this stuff. It's thrilling. Plus, if you aren't happy, send back your laundry sauce for a full refund, no questions asked. Now's the time to elevate your laundry ritual with laundry sauce. Head to laundrysauce.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS at checkout for 15% off. That's the best offer you'll find, but you got to use our code TMOS for 15% off your order. One last time, laundrysauce.com/TMOS, promo code TMOS. For 15% off. And I promise in 2025
yes.
that I will not say to you again, ladies and gentlemen, go to laundrysauce.com/TMOS, promo code TMOS for 15% off, because it confuses you. I know it does, and I'll try to do better. Okay. I promise you.
I'm not sure it's that confusing.
Yeah, well, I don't know. All right. Hit the thing.
Yeah,
you're right.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Oh, music powers.
Music powers.
The great George Michael. Mike, I'm curious. I'm wondering, when I said the name Peter Yarrow to you this morning, you had no idea who Peter Yarrow was.
Nah, I didn't remember. I'm sorry.
This was actually, as I began to listen to his music, a bigger part of my childhood than I thought, because my grandmother listened to them and my mom listened to them. And upon listening to their records, are pretty good. I'm Peter from Peter, Paul, and Mary. Here are some of my LPs.
Folk group. It was folk music back in the day.
And I listened and I was really impressed with actually the quality of some of the recordings. They used stereo really smart.
I'm loving you lots and lots.
It's not that.
I'm
That's
all
more
tied
of a great
up in knots.
Mike, the biggest hit that you can associate with Peter Yarrow is this. And they'll tell you it's a drug song because of Jackie Paper and Puff the Magic Dragon, and that puffing the Magic Dragon was smoking doobies, but I don't think it is a drug song. Here it is.
Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked with the animals.
No, Otter missed.
Even Peter Lee.
Connolly. So that was Peter
Yarrow's.
That
was a joke we did for a kid that had really dry skin in school.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked with the animals, even Peter Lee. You know, I might have written that one. I was kind of a cruel
as a kid. You were writing DJ parody records.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was. There was no other profession I could go into. Can you go ahead? I ruined it. The real thing.
No, no, okay? We don't need to hear it. Just know that
I can
that
talk
was,
it up. I can talk.
Okay,
talk
this
it up.
Was his. This was his big hit. This was his lead.
And I will
vocal.
Invoke the name of Mr. Bob White.
Okay,
this is Bob White, Bay Country 103, and now. Here's Peter, Paul, and Mary, and Puff the Magic Dragon. Here they are to sing for you.
Puff the Magic Dragon.
You nailed it.
Thank
but
you.
I just wanted to point out, although they made more hit records than they probably even deserve, there's so many that come up if you search them. Peter Yarrow was arrested for taking liberties with a 14-year-old girl in 1970, but he was pardoned by Jimmy Carter. Which leads me to this. I saw Peter, Paul, and Mary in concert in 1982 or so. Somehow got my way backstage. I forget how. And I met them all. And
Rosalind, I'm going to pardon the pedophile.
Paul was great. Mary was great. And then Peter came out with his arm, or each arm around a young lady. He was on either side, flanked by young ladies. And in each of his hands, he had a glass of wine. So I think he was the party animal of Peter, Paul, and Mary. That's the impression.
How old would he have been in 1970, right? He was a little long in the tooth for the
14-year-old. Well, no, I would say,
right?
So if they were charting records in the mid-60s.
Be careful, Rob. Be careful. Okay.
If they were charting records in the mid-60s, I'd say he was probably born 1940. So he would have been 38. Okay, I was close.
So close. 32.
He was 32 when he was locked.
32 with a 14-year-old. That's privilegious.
But back then.
Yeah. Back then.
Let's move on.
Well, you know
creep.
What? God got Let's him because he's dead now.
All right, he's dead. Dead.
86. He's too much soda.
Stop it. Yeah. If you hadn't
good callback.
Drank soda.
Man, Soroka's really getting into the rhythm. You know that? He's doing callbacks. That's a callback of a veteran seasoned talk show host, ladies
it
and
is.
Gentlemen.
Well, that's because he pays attention, which is why he knows that it's a great idea to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico.
And we're
going to
be announcing at
look at his
a
hair.
Future date pretty
this
soon.
Guy.
We're going to change because we do most of the work there and it's ours. We're going to be changing sort of the opposite of Biden, where he's closing everything up, essentially getting rid of $50 to $60 trillion worth of assets.
Now, he used to call him Sleepy Joe Biden. How do you describe his presentation here, Mike, as a guy that does vocal impressions?
He seems that it's the same old, same old.
He seems
tired. And I think the hair looks like it's come back a little bit.
It's not as much. Yeah. I don't think there's as much hair up there as there used to be. Look at that.
Well,
swoop
and
up top.
He's a little more. He looks tired.
All right, let's hear the rest of his message.
We're going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, which has a beautiful ring that covers a lot of territory. The Gulf of America. What a beautiful name, and it's appropriate.
Jesus Christ.
Congratulations, America. You voted for him.
Are we allowed to do that? Like, well, just randomly? We're allowed to do it?
We print the maps. I mean, what is
it? Don't they print maps in other countries?
Yeah, but the Americans will print their maps. What control do we
have?
What's
it say? What does it say on the map over in North Korea? What do they call it?
Vacation Land USA.
I don't know. That's my problem. I don't care what the name is. It makes sense. It's between two Americas. But he stands there and says it with a straight, like, of course, this is what we're going to do. Yeah. How does that work?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't think they give that a lot of thought.
No.
Necessarily.
But it sure is exciting. You know who's following the story closely? Greenland. But we'll have more on that later.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mike, congratulations to Hershey, Pennsylvania's minor league hockey team.
The Bears?
Yes, they did their teddy bear toss. And you thought,
already?
Yeah, you thought last year.
Or did they do it before Christmas or after Christmas?
No, I think it just happened.
Well, probably that's a Christmas promotion. They did it down here. I didn't go this year to the Everblades when they did it, but it's pretty
Mike,
special.
Last year they did two days ago.
That's so they do it after the holiday. That's interesting to me. Very interesting.
Last year they had a new record, 74,000 teddy bears. And you'd Incredible. Think that would almost be unstoppable.
So much fun. If you've never been to one of these things, it's an absolute blast.
And it has to wait. You do it after the first score, right? Is that how it works?
Yeah. The home team scores. That's when you get to chuck the teddy bears out there. If it's a shutout, it's a bad thing. Come on now. But it's happened
before. Save
those receipts.
Well,
there's some rule that they do it like after the game if it's a tie or a shutout or something like that.
Mike, this year they went up by 25%, 102,000 teddy bears.
Dubé motoring in, trots it off, Scarbosa shoots, it scores! Bring on the sweet cuddly mayhem! Mike Scarbosa!
Look at this!
The fur fly! It's teddy bear toss bedlam in Hershey!
Gotta love it.
You can throw those teddy bears, and what a sight it is here in Chocolate Town. Furry creatures.
I like this shot. I hope they show. There they come. That's a good shot.
Yes.
That's a good angle right there. Here they come. Oh, I love all the different angles. It's a blast.
They're having a hard time getting the big bears over the glass.
Oh, I love it. Wow, that's incredible.
Isn't that
Boy,
great?
That's
so
bigger
good
than
for
we
them.
Do down here.
Good for I'm trying to think if that is an average size arena, probably 15,000 people, right?
A smaller, for the AHL, that would be a smaller joint.
But that's like
smaller,
nine bears a person.
It's,
what are they doing?
It's a big, look, the AHL is the next biggest league to the NHL, so it's a decent size arena.
A sellout is 10,583.
So it's small. It's small, and they just bring a ton of bears.
10 bears a person. Wow.
It's phenomenal.
In 2023, there was a shutout, and with 5 seconds left in the game, fans just started chucking the bears.
That's funny.
I like that.
And they probably just said, well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. Thank you very much. Yes, sir.
All right, Mike, let's close with this. Sometimes you are a history-making person. You don't even realize it, even when you make stuff up. A tattoo artist released video this week of him tattooing a 9-year-old because in the state where he is, it's legal with parental consent.
This is real?
This
Not
is
like
real.
My bit that I did for
no,
April Fool's
this is
Day?
Real. This young lady came in last year and asked for a Donald Trump tattoo on her neck. And the tattoo artist was smart enough to talk her down to a flag on her arm. But she went in this week to get the reds retouched in the flag, and he posted this video. What he did is he said, this is what my phone would sound like or will sound like when I post this video. So that explains the audio. But here's a 9-year-old getting a tattoo. So he's saying that his phone would go crazy if he posted it, and I imagine it did. But if you ever wanted to see a photo of a 9-year-old getting a tattoo... It is real. It is real. Sadly, it's real. And people are debating.
Did I do a 9-year-old or was it a 5-year-old?
No, it was like an 11-year-old.
No. But what did I fake it as? A much younger kid.
Oh, you
right?
said
five or six.
No, you said it was a Peter Yarrow tattoo, and it was 14 years.
Get
old.
Out of here! All right, hit the thing for God's sake. There you go. We'll reconvene for another day. Hey, bonus show subscribers, come on now, re up. We would appreciate that. That's the engine that keeps the show going. We're looking for more and more of you to join up. If you get the show for free, lots of special things we'll be talking about tomorrow coming up in 2025 for the bonus show content. It's not going to just be that extra hour. We're going to be doing some of those mini shows you like so bad. So if you get the bonus show, you're going to have a little added value this year. Mm-hmm. We look forward to bringing that to you. You want to get yourself one of these? I got the rack over there and I took one out today. I want to take 10 out tomorrow. Go get yourself a coffee mug and be featured in the show just like our dear friend Brett Nitschke.
Hi, Brett.
Way to go, Brett. You rock. For Josh Sharoka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
So long, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
I'm over here now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
Happy Halloween.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.